Kitchen Age Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Good Thursday morning. We've got an interesting program this morning. I'm going to dispense with reading any other news. There's a few things going on, nothing important. One thing I will tell you, Shelby Store Road down Livingston County will be closed August 26th and 27th for repairs at the bridge across Claylet Creek. Other than that, we're going to get right into some interesting programming this morning. I had an interview with City Administrator Adam Ledford following the City Council meeting earlier this week, and it's quite lengthy. In fact, there was so much information, I did not get to write an article about it because I was pressed with a deadline and couldn't get it in this week's paper. It will be in next week's paper or perhaps the following, because there's so much information. I've got to digest a lot of this myself. But Adam Ledford presented a capital projects assessment and intent to spend some money. The city has a rather large rainy day fund that it has gathered, and rat holed, you might say, over the last few years. And I asked Adam Ledford if he would come on the program and explain to our listeners what the city has in store for the coming really months and perhaps even years, with some of the stuff maybe a little longer out than just a few months. But it's rather lengthy, and I want to get right to it. And you will be the first to hear this, unless you were at the city council meeting on Monday night, and there were not many people there because it has not been printed in the newspaper yet. So this is an exclusive, you might say. So we're going to take a short break and hear from another one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Adam Ledford.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
So I have with me this morning Adam Ledford, the city administrator for Marion, Kentucky. And Adam, at the city council meeting a few days back, you had mentioned that there was a surplus in your capital funds, capital improvements type line in the budget, and you have some money to spend. Please, pray tell. Tell us what the city of Marion is looking at to expend some of these reserve funds or the rainy day fund or whatever it is.
Sure. So let me clarify. The city is made up of a handful of different funds. The one that most people identify with directly is the general fund. The general fund operates administration, fire, parks, police, public works, and code enforcement activity is all bundled into the general fund. And on any regular basis, the city brings in X amount of dollars on traditional revenue sources, like, and then it spends about that amount against that. There's always a little some difference, and that difference then goes into a reserve fund. And over the years, the city has seen the reserve fund grow to about to about 2 years worth of operating cost. And I can tell you that on a national level, it's more common to have in the range of about a year's worth. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting on some available funds that what we attempt to use those dollars for is the reinvestment in our community. And it's really common in government to ignore the fact that we have needs that can be used towards these reinvestment funds. Because that rainy day fund basically serves two purposes. Half the purpose is to support an emergency circumstance. That's the general purpose of trying to hold a certain amount back. The other part of that is that that money is traditionally built up and used to invest in projects as local match funds or in the purchase of equipment. And in this circumstance, what we are excited about is we're in a position in the general fund that we can reinvest in our organization and in our community to assure that we can either continue certain aspects of what we do or we can improve on those. And so we're in a position right now that some of the larger uses of that money are going to go towards certain activities. A couple that I've used as examples is that the city is currently in the process of obtaining a new street sweeper. And that street, you know, to give you an idea, the city used to have a street sweeper and use it all the time. And about 15 years ago, it fell into disrepair and the city really hasn't had any form of a street sweeping system over that decade and a half. And so we're looking at spending about $265,000 purchasing a street sweeper that also has some backup services on it in conjunction to the street sweeping. It can also do some leaf vacuum cleanup, and it can do some jetting units, for instance, for backups in our sewer system or to do annual maintenance on our storm sewer system. So we're really excited to be able to say that we're in a financial position to be able to buy a piece of equipment about like that and expand on the services and the conditions of our community through that use of those funds. Another purchase that we have actually already taken steps to do is we've bought a new mower. The fact of the matter is that, you know, the city does a lot of mowing and you have to replace your riding lawnmowers on a regular basis. So we have built into the plan to spend about $15,000 buying a commercial grade lawnmower for the purposes of continuing to upkeep and make sure we have a fleet for that purpose. Another purchase in that is a police vehicle. We have set aside about $80,000 for the purpose of purchasing a police truck, along with all of the equipment and outlaying necessary to make it ready for use by the police department. What we're excited with that investment is that we've been investing with police trucks for some time. And the original plan for purchasing those police trucks is that the day will come when we start cycling those trucks out of service. And when we do that, we can transition them into the other departments so that we then have a replacement plan in place for all of our vehicle needs. Because I'll be honest, 10 years ago when I arrived, our method of replacing vehicles was basically what kind of junk value do we get out of the vehicles? We ran them into the ground, and we really weren't thinking from a cross-departmental support basis. And so now we can use these police trucks and can have a second life even after their first response life had ended. So that's an $80,000 investment, and another one of those as we continue to encourage that transition period. We've also spent some money. We're spending about $10,000 to $12,000 across the general fund, continuing to maintain and replace computer and other tech devices. The fact of the matter is that if most of us have a home computer, you're probably not using a 10-year-old computer. The fact of the matter is that we have to continue the service life, and not only in the service life of technology, but we have to make sure that we're using something that continues to have the proper safety protocols on it. so that our information is secure and we don't have issues with cyber loss. And we're also looking at spending about $30,000 on improving City Hall. The fact of the matter is that there's not been a lot of money spent on improvements at City Hall since it was built over 20 years ago, or I should say, I guess, remodeled 20 years ago. And so with the fact that we plan on seeing the courts move out sometime later this year, we would plan to move in and do some painting and do some floor replacements and try to just modernize the building some as we go through that process. We're also looking at quite an advancement in our investment in the fire department. You know, we're on course to improve our fire department over roughly a two-year period, where, quite honestly, we will be proud to say that we're the most advanced and most technologically supported fire department in the county, whether that be the equipment we're using or the vehicles we're using. And to that end, we have put together about $15,000 to $30,000 in matching against grant money for the purposes of replacing all of our scuba and turnout equipment for the firemen. That also includes almost $10,000 in replacing, you know, 40-year-old hoses that are used on the fire trucks. This is all valuable stuff that has a lifespan, and we want to be able to take steps now that we have the money to do so to make sure that we're addressing that. Another purchase that we are planning to make within the general fund is we plan on spending somewhere between $55,000 and $60,000 on purchasing a new truck for Public Works that's outfitted with salt spreading units, so that we continue to improve on our ability to address winter needs when those needs arise as well, and to support our summer needs through the equipment that's also purchased and usable during that time period. These are just a handful of some of the larger ones. We also have $50,000 set aside in the budget, the capital budget for general fund, related to plans to introduce a grant to match against that money for a trail program here in the community. We would like to see our a trail to get developed that is jointly using local and grant money for the purposes of improving the quality of life and opportunities for our community to enjoy some of our natural benefits. Mm-hmm. We also are looking to spend the money in the utilities as well. As you're probably aware, we're currently in the process of almost a $1.2 million project that we've been talking quite a bit about. Part of that being improvements to, you know, 40, 50-year-old clear wells out of the water plant, which will still be functionally used after the transition to our future use purchasing water. We're also, within that $1.2 million project, going to be replacing the water line and the fire hydrants running down West Depot. That $1.2 million includes $300,000 of local matching money out of the water department. So, you know, we always have to keep in mind that there are our regular operating and maintenance costs that we have on an annual basis, and what these reserves allow us to do at a certain level is they allow us to take on maximized grant opportunities so that we can functionally take care of larger capital needs, like the ones I've addressed. Mm-hmm.
So just to kind of go back on a few things you mentioned, the scuba gear for the fire department, they're not going out and starting a dive team. That's what you call the apparatus that they go into the fires, right?
Yeah, scuba are the oxygen tanks that they wear when they go into fire situations. And there's a lot that goes into that. You have the unit itself, and the mask itself has to be, it has to form fit. So it's not as simple as just pulling one off the shelf and using it. And of course, the turnout equipment has to have a lot of fire resistance to it. So it's not something you can just pull off the shelf and buy either.
Yeah. Just want to make sure. A lot of people relate scuba to going into the water, diving, and such. We'll make sure that's clear. And then you've mentioned a lot of great stuff. And then at the council meeting the other night, you mentioned there was like $2.5 million in that reserve account. How much of that does this all total up to that you plan to spend?
Right now, in the general fund, we have planned to spend about, the budget calls for about $400,000. So as you can see, it's not really, it's what, 20% or of what's sitting in the reserve fund.
Okay.
So,
One other thing you mentioned, the trail. Now, I know there's been some talk in the past about improving and creating sidewalks down on the Sturgis Road area, the Curve-In area. You know, there's some sidewalks. I think they end about Curve-In, if I'm not mistaken. And then a lot of pedestrian traffic out toward the shopping center and Creekside Apartments these days.
Yeah, so when this was put into the budget, it was purposely put in rather generic. And the reason for that is that, one, we weren't prepared at the time of the budget process to identify a specific project. However, I can tell you that, at least behind the scenes, the information I have heard is about two potential projects related to that, and you've addressed one of them, and that is potentially a safer route to walk to and from, say, for instance, the H&H and grocery store area. The second that gets talked about is more of a walkable area around the Lake George region. So, and I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth. Mm-hmm. We haven't obviously gotten to the point of getting real serious about which direction we would go. But those are the two areas that I've heard. I've already heard some feedback about.
So the Lake George area, it's my understanding that this cofferdam that's there has a sundown clause in it, you might say, that its usable lifespan was actually referred to in some city council meetings early on of about 4 to 5 years. So will that still, when that's removed, or I'm not sure what's going to happen with it, will that change any of the plans for any development out there around Lake George?
Well, I think it absolutely will, you know, and it's one of the reasons why we say that this was put in as a generic line item, is because until we had more answers about what the future was, we didn't want to commit. We know we want to do a project in that direction, and we know that we're looking at a grant opportunity that's basically a 50-50 match. But it was just too premature to say that this project right here is what we're going to do it on. And you've already mentioned what the great restriction is about the possibilities of doing it out there at Lake George. Mm-hmm. Just like I will say that one of the great restrictions for putting in a more advanced path to the grocery store area has been the fact that most of the state's right of way in that region right now is made up of ditches. And so, you know, that's a negative factor in us that has to be overcome, whether that means you do it behind something or that you turn those open ditch areas into, you know, into something that's maybe an underground system. And I'm being very loose with the details here, but I mean, those are the type of challenges that both of those projects face that prevent us from, just absolutely committing to a path at this point.
Yeah. I guess there could be, you could bridge those ditches maybe, as a potential, Way to overcome that obstacle, yeah. Okay. So I guess one pressing question a lot of people are going to ask, you hear this asked around town, on the street, where at the water cooler, wherever you're at. So if you've got all this money, how much is going to be spent on water and streets?
Well, see, and that's a great opportunity for me to address that. Look, understand. I said early on in this process that the city is made up of about four or five different funds. And there are some auditing and some financial requirements that separate certain monies you collect and how that money is spent and used. And in the case of the general fund, that's why I identified, as we kind of went through the general fund, what the functions of the general fund were. General fund money, which is primarily collected through a process of fees and taxes, is not used for utility purposes. And likewise, utility money is not used for general fund purposes. And so as far as the general fund money, that $2.5 million reserve fund we've been talking about, that money is not really available for or accumulated by utilities, which would be your water and sewer. Mm-hmm. The water and sewer are separate funds from the general fund. And so in the case of the general of the water and sewer fund, the water fund has some reserve money, and that is what's allowing us to be matched against that water line project and the clear well improvements out at the sewer plant. We're usually pretty good at that for about every $2, or I'm going to say for every dollar we spend of our money on a major project like that out of the water fund, the state and the federal government usually matches that to $4. So for every $1 we spend, we try very hard to maximize it against $4 coming from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So is the same true for the streets?
No, the streets are a little harder to explain. They're kind of a quasi general fund element. As you're aware, we receive money called the Municipal Aid Fund, and the Municipal Aid Fund money primarily comes from the gas tax and from car tag, things of that nature. And that money is set aside in its own special fund account and has to be used related to paving projects, road and bridge-related projects. However, there is no restriction to using general fund money for municipal aid purposes. So you can use general fund money towards road projects. But here is where you kind of get into an interesting scenario. We also have built into the fund, the municipal aid fund, that we're going to spend over $100,000 this year in paving projects. I'll also point out that last year we spent, I think it was $265,000 in road-related projects. And a couple of years from now, we're going to spend another $160,000 on road projects. The municipal aid money that comes in only comes in to the tune of about $50,000 to $55,000 a year. So clearly, there is a limited spread of that money to match the needs of roads. So, but if I started spending general fund money on road-related projects, one of the things we have to be very responsible about is it takes a long time to build up general fund reserve money. And road money can be spent in a split second. And what I do now, I would not be able to recuperate in a short period of time. And the fact of the matter is that what a lot of our roads need at this point, and this was pointed out at the council meeting, a lot of our roads need to be milled and relayed, and we've taken advantage over previous years of spending the money just to overlay. And at some point, you have to come in and take the old layers off when you put new layers on. And that's going to get more costly, and there will be more discussion about the potential of using more general fund money in the future to support those municipal projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Adam, we appreciate this lesson in government finance and a lot of interesting stuff there on the horizon for the city of Marion. Appreciate your time.
Well, I will end by saying, Chris, that in the case of the city, we now have an approved and publicly displayed 5-year capital plan that identifies our path forward in areas that we plan to spend money and how much money we plan to spend and what kind of grant we plan to tie against those spendings. So anyone can go and look at a copy of our 5-year capital plan, and they don't have to ask where we're going or what grants we're going after. It's there for everyone to see.
Yeah, and that's on your website.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, Adam Ledford, City Administrator from Marion, Kentucky. Thank you for your time, Adam. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We will talk to you again next week. This has been Chris Evans for the Crittenden Press.